Hi, Bob Klein. Welcome to Upcoming Dis. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay and just got done watching your Reagan Legacy film, documentary, and hope to ask you a couple questions about it.
Please do.
Well, you know, I noticed in your filmography, this is the second time you chose Reagan as a subject. Can you tell me what it is that interests you so much about him?
Yeah, that became interesting to me because when I first did the first one four or five years ago, which was Ronald Reagan, An American Journey, I really was very resistant because I hadn't voted for him either time.
Okay.
And the more I read, did research, and then worked with the material, the more I came to like Reagan in terms of how he reached out to his adversaries and really did... He did not have a mean-spirited presidency.
Yes, that's true.
And he was able to convey that to the American people. Besides, you know, we had come out of the Carter presidency with inflation at 14%, unemployment at 15%. I mean, a staggering bank interest. But it was more his leadership and how he inspired and communicated with the American people. So when I had the opportunity to do a second one, which is the Legacy Indoors, I said, I show these theatrically, also on TV. I want to do something more personal, dealing with Nancy, his relationship with Tip O'Neill, his personal side, what made him a unique leader.
Yes. Well, I have to tell you, this came as a coincidence for me. I'm a little bit of a presidential scholar myself. I love to read this stuff. And I was halfway through the Reagan Diaries when this disc came. So I've been reading on this as well. And I've noticed a lot of what you talked about in there, both you know, the passion he had for his wife, and also the way, even when he would meet with Democrats, he would write down, not mean things about him, but talk about where they might have had some common ground. And him and Tip O'Neill managed to do that. And you brought that out in the documentary, I think, quite well.
Yeah, and you know, and I had read the diaries. Also, I was helped by reading Tip O'Neill's best-selling book, Speaker of the House.
Ah.
Where he talked, as much as I disagreed with him, I would go into his office, we would tell jokes, have scotch, and then say, we both can go on television and do photo ops.
Right.
But we're together, so let's do something for the American people.
Sure.
So I was drawn to that. I was drawn to, I still watch it when I had to put a scroll because of clearance, when he says goodbye to the American people because of Alzheimer's.
Right. Yeah, the letter at the end.
Yeah, which is verbatim. And so I feel comfortable. I'm shocked when I look back in 1980 that I voted for Jimmy Carter over Ronald Reagan. He didn't need my vote. He won by the biggest landslide ever.
Yeah, and time sure changes our perspectives. And that was a very big crossroads in our history, because we went from having the Soviet Union as our big enemy to the, you know, radical Islamics and Middle East, which are our enemy now. And that was really the beginning of that.
Yeah, I mean, and he was starting to deal with terrorism.
Yes.
As I pointed out there, referring to Muammar Gaddafi, who was a financier big time.
Right.
So I, in the combination of the first one, An American Journey, and the Legacy, and on the jacket is a picture of both of them.
Right. Well, now let me ask you a question about the process here. You certainly have a wealth of you know, footage and speeches and photographs. And does that drive the availability of those items? Does that drive the narrative, or did you take your narrative ahead of time and then try to find the things that would help drive it?
It goes this way. I do an outline because the outline lets me know the story.
Right.
My reading and research. I then go to the library and see if they have footage to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they do, I do with my editor, Armando Diaz, a rough cut, and then I go back and write narration to the images.
Right. Now, when you edit this stuff together, is there a challenge with, you know, you have to deal with the video quality, you have to deal with, you were talking about clearances and such. Well, how much of a challenge is all that?
No, Reagan Library was incredibly cooperative. They appreciated when I did my first project that I told Mrs. Reagan and the head of the library that they should know I did not vote for him. They had seen my Kennedy, the first Kennedy,
right,
from a best-selling book. And she said, if you can do for Ronnie what you did for the Kennedys, we will give you access to everything.
And that was my other question. How much cooperation did you have from Nancy and other family members?
Other family members, not at all, because I didn't interview them. But
right,
the footage on the family members is at the library.
Right.
And Nancy a great deal.
So what was the biggest challenge about putting this together for you?
That I would be true to Ronald Reagan, not in a political or ideological way, but capture his essence.
Mm-hmm.
And why he remains in the top five or six most respected and beloved American presidents, that I would capture that.
Well, I think you did that. Who's your next subject? Who are we going to see from you next?
I think I'm going to take a rest. Presidents, and I'm working on two or three features, one on W.C. Fields.
Oh, okay. What a change.
Yeah.
Well,
One, an environmental project.
Uh-huh.
I've done a lot of those as documentaries, but this is an animated. So
okay.
I'm going back between the Clintons, the Kennedys, one on the Clintons, two on the Kennedys, and two on Reagan. I'm out president.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to the next stuff that you have coming out. And I want to thank you for taking some time to share with us here at Upcoming Diz.
Thank you, and I enjoyed it. And good luck to you in your career.
Same to you. Take care.
Okay.
All right, bye.